Mickey is the Kaiwhakahaere Hauora Māori at Manatauriti, the GM of Māori Health and Equity. We're talking about ProCare, which is an enormous health initiative. And Mickey, it's great to have you join us once again on the program. Tēnā koe, tuhine, amī.
Kia ora, Dale. Happy to be here.
Good on you. Tell us about ProCare.
Yeah, ProCare, a primary health organisation that looks after nearly 170 general practices across Tāmaki Makaurau and Te Tai Tokoro. And so that equates to us taking care of all the systems and contract management behind the scenes so GPs can do their mahi. We advocate for many changes in terms of Māori health, health in general, funding and all that for our members. And we have about over 850,000 patients registered to our members. Over 85,000 of them are Māori. So that equates to about 42% of our Māori population in Tāmaki Makaurau who are part of our ProCare members. Yeah, but quite a bit of mahi.
Sounds like it too, mahi. Look, one thing we do need to acknowledge, not everyone does this, but some organisations take their treaty responsibilities quite and some very seriously. Others are a little unsure, some are dismissive, but it's worth noting when people genuinely try to embed cultural kaupapa into the everyday operation. With that in mind, could you describe ProCare's attitude towards Māori, and I recognise we're an increasingly diverse, multicultural environment, but there's a saying that what's good for Māori is good for wider New Zealand, and the fact that any organisation is focusing on cultural dimensions in the way they deliver their services is encouraging. What's the stance that you've witnessed, Mihi, from the organisation that you're with?
Yeah, well, ProCare, we say we're going on a journey because, you know, it's been the system in itself and health has just been, is not built for Māori at all. And so in 2021, we did a review about where our stance was, perspective of ProCare in terms of Māori engagement, treaty obligations and that. And it just made us have a big wake-up call to just say we need to change. We serve a high population of tangata whenua in Tāmaki Makaurau, and the health statistics aren't really completely and drastically gone down for Māori in particular after COVID. So we had to have a lot of work to do, not just in terms of clinical care, but actually building back the relationships that had actually suffered over a period of time with Māori providers and iwi groups. So that on reflection actually looked at it all the way from governance all the way through to the grassroots of our kaimahi about how do we be te tiriti led and te tiriti focused in all that we do. And like I said, we're going on a journey at the moment, but we've put in place things like cultural resource, te ao Māori resources, like the IHI app that Kiwa Digital designed for us. And that's had over 3,000 downloads, which is, you know, pretty impressive in this type of climate that we are going through. We've had over 1,500 people doing our online training initiative that we only launched last year called Te Puheke. So there is a lot of willingness from our communities in ProCare, but there's more to do. Our operations staff, we're always embedded in how we can help clinical increase clinical outcomes and to reduce inequities. And then it goes all the way to our governance appointments that we have done over the past couple of years, which is, you know, it's really showing that we're going from top down, bottom up approach.
Tēnā koe. You're the acting head of equity. Explain that for our listeners, please, Mihi.
Well, I'm actually in permanent role of head of equity as well, and also got an additional role as head of Kite Ora, which takes care of all the clinical team that focus on 29 GP practices that have high Māori and Pacific Pacific population groups, and we provide, my team provides a wraparound service focusing on those populations and providing the right resources at the right time and advocating in the right spaces. So being a head of equity also enables me to manaaki our Pacifica and the raising population groups of Asian communities. It's also giving me the opportunity strategically to embed equity in all that, or equity activities and strategic direction in all that we do. We've changed a lot of focuses to put whānau at the centre of the mahi, and it sounds like obvious, but actually when you have a membership of over 170 practices trying to just survive, putting whānau at the centre is actually harder than you think when the funding and the systems that Te Whatu Ora have historically given doesn't work for whānau. So we've worked really hard to make sure that we have an equity focus on all our clinical and organisational strategies.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I'm assuming with the increasingly diverse cultural demography that our country is witnessing, there'll be many who are working in the health sector, perhaps unfamiliar with Taha Māori concepts, with treaty issues, and they would welcome, I suspect, somebody like you, Mihi, who can help them to become more comfortable in their day-to-day work whilst being mindful of treaty obligations. Sometimes they can end up in a, you know, in an examination room, but a little unsure of Taha Māori concepts. How helpful has it been for some of the staff working for Prokia?
Extremely helpful. I think when we launched Te Puhiki, which has a component of Te Tiriti embedded into it, and just it's very, you know, based on historical facts, but also embedding my own iwi history in terms of takaparawhau embedded in that. So when they're walking around in Tāmaki Makaurau, they have a different perspective of the impact of breaches of the treaty how it happened in Tāmaki Makaurau. So they've come back with a different feeling, it's not about feeling sorry for Māori, it's actually trying to actually gain an understanding and empathy to actually trying to do good. And we have a lot of, as you said, a lot of different cultures in Prokia and very small Māori staff as well, which we're trying to increase here as well. But Māori, the non-Māori staff are really just trying to do the right thing, and that's all they keep saying. We're just trying to do the right thing, and we just need direction and a safe space. So we feel at Prokia we've created a safe space to kōrero about the topics that that have come up, especially through media, and especially over the latest government changes. And we just try and embed them into a safe space of having a safe kōrero. But also we've got a lot of migrants coming through, so we're trying to do different things, like do marae visits, quarterly marae visits, so they can build relationships with marae and Māori organisations. And it's all for whānau Māori and for their own community as well.
Good catching up with you, Mihi. All the best with the mahi. It's a big responsibility, bearing in mind the size of the organisation that you're involved in. Let's talk again soon. Tuhine, Māori ora.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Mihi Blair with us, the kaiwhakahaere, Hauora Māori, mana taurite, the GM of Māori Health and Equity Prokia.